Most of us were taught to believe there's only one option for victory and success of the mission. But you've been asked for options. Dare I ask how many?
So I'm not sure I've been asked for options, really. What I've done is taken a look over the last, since I've been on the ground, the last 14 months, and seen where the Afghan security forces are at in different metrics that we take a look at in order to ensure that they have the right capability.
But is there only one option to achieve the most efficient, the most effective, least in danger of further casualties option? I don't understand this. I thought that usually my study of warfare is you develop a strategy and you implement the strategy with a plan. You don't say, hey, we're going to have five or six plans here, five or six options that we're going to pursue. Most commanders in chief that I've ever known of have called their military people together and say, give me the best strategy that we can employ and what's necessary to achieve the goals of that strategy. Am I wrong somewhere? Am I getting something wrong?
Sure, I couldn't comment if you're getting something wrong, sir. What I would say again is that I've provided,
provided
some options to take a look at the outcomes both a train, again, advise, assist, and a CT capability in Afghanistan post-2016.
So you have been given them, quote, options, plural, right? Right, not what most commanders-in-chief that I've ever experienced. They give me the strategy, give me the plan, see what it takes so that we can succeed in the best and most efficient way to accomplish our goal. And we all know what a goal is a free, stable, democratic Afghanistan. Well, it's curious times, but of course those of us that make any criticism apparently don't know a lot of the things that the President of the United States knows. I thank you, General, and you are doing as you are ordered, and I have observed firsthand your leadership in Afghanistan on several occasions, and I think it's outstanding, and obviously I'm not complaining at you because you're playing the hand you're dealt. I just don't understand why this administration doesn't understand that if we do what is presently planned to beginning 3 months from now, see the Iraq movie again. There's no doubt in anybody's mind about that. And now we see a burgeoning or embryonic ISIS. We see the Iranians providing weapons and more for the Taliban. And we just saw an attack on one of the major cities in a part of Afghanistan that we, up till now, had believed the most secure. It seems to me that would lend some urgency to action which would reverse what is clearly a deteriorating trend.